This is an executive summary of DST versus NNN, cash flow, cap rates, and why the numbers mislead investors, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For the 1031 investor who wants income without a second job as a landlord, the choice often comes down to two paths: buy a single tenant, triple net, NNN, building outright, or place the equity into a Delaware statutory trust, DST. On the surface, NNN looks like the higher yielding option. Average quality net lease properties advertise cap rates in the 6 to 8% range, while DST offerings quote current distributions that can look lower. But that comparison is built on a confusion between two different numbers. A cap rate measures the property, a cash on cash return measures what actually lands in your pocket. Once you separate them, and once you account for vacancy, releasing, management, and concentration risk that the headline cap rate quietly ignores, a diversified DST frequently delivers more spendable, more durable cash flow than a single net lease building, often with more upside and far less work. This article walks through the metrics, the risks, and the genuine reasons some investors still prefer to own a NNN property directly. Both options attract the same investor, someone completing a 1031 exchange who wants passive real estate income rather than the toilets and tenants grind of active rentals. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.